All right. Hoorah. Cherubin Freedom Radio Network coming your way from downtown Bimo. Are your daily Olawaju Ayetigbo, is your presenter. We shall go to WhatsApp. Our graffiti wall. Friends helping friends today to broadcast straight shot to you. All right, friends helping friends today. All right, and what was I trying to do? I was trying to read a work posted, I believe, on Facebook. Scrolling up, an article written today. Scrolling down, Earth Matters, that's more rich. Earlier on today, between us Nigerians, we are family. Cousin AIMF just called from Lagos, Nigeria, via WhatsApp. Scroll up to publish communication transactions between us, family members, on Lagos Baltimore two-way talk points online. User voice FHF today. Ayo Daily Ayetigbo's voice clip on Cousin Artificial Intelligence MF's WhatsApp graffiti wall. Getting ready for a new assignment. Family sponsored. Thanks a million, family. You made my day. That was Monday morning. The faction, Ayo Daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo. On December 12th, year 2023. Cousin Artificial Intelligence. Intelligentsia MF in Lagos, Nigeria. She says, good afternoon, sir. Please call when you are free. I am trying to reach you. Then Ayodele Ayetigbo says, why are you trying to reach me? Please, let's talk about it here. Texting is some sexier than yelling. I didn't know that she was Cousin MF, my beautiful sister, with full-blooded Ijesha strain. 1,000% Ijesha Bombele. Thought she was one of those 419 hustlers from Nigeria trying to scam me of non-existent bank cash, now on zero balance. Readers, do you want to help a brother? If yes, Zelle or Kasha, 410-961-8728. Cousin MF, this is MF, sir, your sister. Then Ayodele Ayetigbo says, oh, aburo mi atata. All right. Dr. WF, first cousin, spoke of you on Monday, told TF yesterday, that's his sister. I was expecting your call. Didn't know it was you. Family, beautiful sister, we call you. Thank you. Ayo Daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Now let us read another article. 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Let's go for another article, ladies and gentlemen. Ayo Daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Scrolling up. Friends helping friends, I am afraid it's not serving the vision it was envisaged to serve when established on August 14, 2016. Friends, what do you know about book publishing? Do you know any magazine, printer, who can also publish books? How can we clean house to get rid of fake friends in the house? Speak out if humans, the faction, are your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo. December 14, year 2023. There is nothing I do from my end here that you cannot do better. You are intelligent. You got bachelor's degree. You got bachelor's master's of science. You are a master's of arts. You probably got PhD. So what you waiting for? Why don't you do your own do and pull some friends, helping friends, and leave the rest for us to share with about 650 friends on our contact list. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayo Daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo Omo Babewe Olumore of More. Okay, let us read on what Oluwa Seun Funmi has got to say. Alright. Dear, please send me data. Then I say, I was expecting that. Then she say, I no have data. Alright. Then she say, MTN. Good evening. Alright, thank you. Let us roll up. On our wall, I can read the US African Voice. That FHF today, the faction, Ayo Daily Ayetigbo, Query Corner, written on December 24, year 1993. December 24, 2014, reproduced as Genesis to Revelation. Heavens, nobody really knows whether there is happiness tomorrow. Today is what we all crave, as tomorrow may put us to our grave. Fighters should give us today that which makes us gay. The situation is just too tough for the politicians who are too rough. Roads they promised to repair but made their pockets prosper, leaving things to desolation and adding more to our confusion. Father Heaven, Mother Earth. Not only heaven is complex, you know, Mother Earth is now enigmatic, throwing our children in sorrow, making whether we live or die a proposition quite hollow. The voyage between here and there, so thin, that explains why both could be the same thing, although nobody can vouchsafe a journey made over there and back, keeping us all guessing. White or black, the magic wand that opens the safe. December 24, 1983, under newborn, new beginning, labor of love. Here nobody really knows how a child is born to the world, naturally helpless as she grows, although all credit is given to a mom, as a cock every morning manages to crow. She daily pays her rent. As she grows, the mom she learns first to know, depending on juicy milk of her breast. Like a farmer gets hooked on his plow, riding higher on a crest, she stops. Is it worth a shout? What's it all about? The balanced valley, the distance valley, cultured with green crops. Slowly she crossed towards it, this little stranger to the world. Sinless creature of the Lord, unsteadily creeps down the precipice. Is she going to make it to the barrel? At a point, her feeble feet wobble, scaring her straight. A fall may make her less noble, sending her to a lifeless strait, in obedience to an invisible force called gravity. If she knows her path will be difficult, she wouldn't have set on this mission. But as a novice joins a cult, she realizes not the dangers of her mission. Besides, she has no choice in these matters. Casting a glance heavenward, she grimaces for the journey downward. Now, her knees are in contact with the heel in accordance with her contract. Clutching onto a stone here, holding on to a tree there, slowly she descends down the green valley. Slanting her gait to maintain a balance, she slouches on as goes a palance. Leaping without a look results in a fall. At a little table land, she hears a call. Adukeo, Adukeo, what is it you are doing here? Or let me say, what are you doing there? Aduke spins around and almost loses focus, wondering if the voice was bogus. The voice, a very deep one, which to Aduke is second to none, giving light to her initial wonderment. The legitimacy of the voice of government way below the precipice. Hey, deep voice, are you directing your speech to me as if I have a choice? Aduke manages a screech, breathlessly balancing her heart upon the table length as she signs a pact. Adukeo, Adukeo, deep voice calls out again. Why don't you read the pact before you endorse? Or tell me what you are doing there before I tell you what to enforce. Look left. Can you see those banana trees? Each standing between clefts, mathematically arranging trees in threes. Aduke not quite grasping what it means. Pens her neck to the left, bringing to focus adjacent triangular beams, their tendrils shooting skyward. Converse of where Aduke journeys downward. Yeah, what about banana trees? Have they anything to do with my trip down below? You call that a trip? What do you want to call it? Pit, pat, pit, pat, pit. As far as I'm concerned, hey, be voice, banana trees, anything to my trip down below? They are gonna need it. So why don't you pat yourself with the grit as you roll down the pit? A bunch of banana flies across, hangs on Aduke's neck like a cross. Take it with you and down below, force them to plant. But if they have deadly ants, don't worry about deadly ants. Better off with your banana to trade off. Are you sure they can plant these bananas? Won't I have to uproot the whole tree before they can reproduce the whole seed? Bee voice. Alright, bee voice, you are wasting your time. Cause for these bananas, they may not carry down. Aduke, no time is ever wasted. By the time these bananas are completely tasted, you would have down below converted yourself into your own shadow. Some of these they will take away from you. Some you keep to yourself. Others by your own free will, they will get from you. But you said I'm to completely taste all before I bounce myself into my own shadow like a ball. So what do I have left to give? Or what do they see left to take? I am sure they may try to jive in order to get a piece of the cake, but I will make sure I keep what is mine, as you should hold to what's thine. But should hold to what's mine? If I should hold to what's mine, I wouldn't have given you pit, pat, pit, pat, pit. Ayodele Ayetigbo, Tonade Close, Ogba, Lagos, Nigeria, December 24, 1983, a week before Muhammad Buhari truncated democratically elected government of President Shehu Shagar. Are you human or robot? No answer. Thanks. Good afternoon there. Alright. Thank you and God bless. Woo. That's it. 15 minutes and 7 seconds.